Jerry Dobson's our next guest. He'll host Soccer Central tomorrow morning, a triple header along with Craig Forrest out of the gate, Liverpool and Stoke City. You'll then watch Aston Villa, who barely hung on last year, go to Arsenal. Then it's Swansea and probably Jonathan de Guzman hosting Manchester United at noon tomorrow. Jerry, thanks a lot for coming on this morning. How are you?
No problem. Glad to join you this morning.
Would you like to change your Man United pick as well?
No, I'm sticking with it. I am sticking with it.
we were talking tons about the NBC deal, and you're seeing a huge promotional rollout. You and Craig have done so much in terms of covering the sport, watching it evolve. How big do you think the TV deal and the exposure will get in the U.S. for this league?
Well, I think it'll be helpful. First of all, we've ramped things up as well because apart from just Craig Forrest, we also brought Danny Dicchio on. So we've got two former Premier League players on our set, which nobody else can match. In fact, in the United States, they can't even match that. So, I think it's big in the United States. It won't affect much here in Canada what we do, but the game is bigger in Canada from percentage point of view than it is in the United States anyway. We all of us are completely aware of that. So the game needs a whole lot of promotion down there, and I think NBC has done a good job of it, and I think it's important.
You're sticking with your Man U pick. Good for you.
I am.
Stand by them. But I want to focus there. It's obvious. Alex Ferguson gone. David Moyes in. How much is he going to have a shorter leash, Moyes, when it comes to any kind of trouble through the season?
Well, we're going to find that out, and that's going to be one of the interesting storylines. And I don't think he will be on a shorter leash. That's my feeling on it anyway. I mean, there's already little signs about it. Last year and through his entire career at Everton, David Moyes always said the right thing. He was always very positive, even though he was frustrated at times because he never had the money to buy players. He was never very critical of anybody, and he just did his job, and that's why he's so well-respected. Sir Alex Ferguson, while, of course, he's one of the greatest ever, if not the greatest, he always liked to stick the knife in. He always liked to say the controversial thing. He always liked to rile people up. And David Moyes has picked up where he left off already by complaining that Manchester United has received a tough fixture list to start the season. And he's already hinting at, is it all done above boards, or is it unfair towards Manchester United? Have they given the title holders a rough time off the start? In other words, he's saying that the fix was in, that the matches were picked to make it tougher for Manchester United at the gate. So he's already saying these kinds of things, just like his predecessor. So I don't think there's going to be a short leash for David Moyes, but it's going to be fascinating to watch how unfolds.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they get Chelsea might make the argument. I mean, two weeks from Monday, Chelsea has to go there. So if you're complaining about an early fixture, at least you get Chelsea at home. Would you rather play them at Stamford Bridge in August? I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I know. And the other thing that's going to be interesting with Moyes is, no, because he has always taken the high road on everything, other managers around the league have never been critical of him. They've always had the utmost respect for David Moyes, but one of the reasons for that is he was never a threat. Everton was never a threat to the Arsenals and the Chelseas and the Manchester Cities and Uniteds of the world. Well, now all of a sudden, he is a threat to win the title, so it will be interesting to see what the likes of Jose Mourinho and Arsene Wenger and these other guys have to say at the first sign of controversy. Will they start to be critical of David Moyes? And if they are, how will he react? Because he's never really had to deal with public criticism of his role.
Great segue. I know you did it on purpose, Jerry, but with Jose Mourinho coming back with Chelsea now, how different is the Premiership now from the one he left?
Well, it is different. There's no question, because when he left, Manchester City were not a factor. That's probably the biggest thing. Other than that, I'm not sure how much difference there is. Other than that, there's a whole lot of other managers in the league that have come in and changed roles as well, and there's some very controversial managers as well. Paulo Di Canio at Sunderland, you never know what he's going to say. Then you've got Ian Holloway, who used to be in the Premier League for one short season with Blackpool, and he was a laugh a minute, that guy, with what he had to say, and now he's back with Crystal Palace. So if Jose Mourinho is looking to steal the headlines, he's got some competition from the quote board situation. So, but in terms of the league, other than the fact that the competition might be tougher than it's ever been, I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of changes, but he's got a very good club, and he could be the favorite to win it all.
Jerry Dobson joining us, host of Soccer Central tomorrow, himself, Craig Forrest, Danny Dicchio, Liverpool, Stoke City at Anfield out of the gate. Then it's a switch of venue to the Emirates, Arsenal and Aston Villa. Speaking of Arsenal, I guess we'd lump Spurs in there. And maybe Liverpool. Is there any outside club that could break in to the top three. Everything's got to go right. Spurs probably has to keep Gareth Bale, and I'm not sure they can. They've already seen Clint Dempsey subjugate back to Seattle. Any of those three teams, could they pop into the top three?
Well, you know what? Tottenham would be the most likely, or I should say would have been the most likely, I in my opinion, if not for the Gareth Bale situation. A very good player, obviously. Is he worth $100 million or whatever it is they're throwing around to get him to Real Madrid? And that has to be a huge distraction. And, in fact, he will not play the first three games. They say he's got a foot injury, but those that have been watching closely say he's match fit and ready to play. And so he doesn't want to play, apparently, and that's for obvious reason, because he doesn't want to risk injury if he's going to get sent over to Real Madrid. So the transfer window goes till the end of this month, so we've got some time to see. But that has to be a problem for Tottenham Hotspur, not knowing what's going to happen with Gareth Bale and all the distractions around that. And if they lose him, then I think you'd have to pull Tottenham out of the picture in terms of a contender to win it.
Our producer, Ryan Favreau, insists that Wayne Rooney is going to stay put with Manchester United. I'm not so convinced. I mean, Chelsea's right there, but is he just blowing smoke? What happens with Rooney in this transfer window?
Well, you know what? My gut feeling is that Rooney, Bale, and Luis Suarez are all going to move. That's just my gut feeling. There's still a couple of weeks to go, and sometimes these things don't happen until 15 minutes left to midnight on the last day of August or whatever the date is. So I think that those guys are all going to go, and I do believe that Wayne Rooney will end up at Chelsea. It's just my feeling. Rooney wants out of there. And it's pretty rare when a player of his stature wants out that it doesn't happen for him one way or the other. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just have a feeling it will.
Jerry Dobson joining us. It all kicks off tomorrow morning at 7:30. Is Sportsnet as a whole, we all want to do things uniformly, are we embracing the change of name to Hull City Tigers? Or is that the owner wants that, so, and he's got the money, right? What do we do with Hull City Tigers?
Well, they're not going to win very many games, I don't think. And if that's the case, maybe they won't show up on our network all that many times. Apologies to all you Hull City Tiger fans out there. So maybe we won't have to talk about them too often. But you know what? I never know what I'm going to say anyway. So whatever comes out of my mouth, that'll have to be it.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. If the owner of West Brom said you have to call them WBA Baggies, we'd all we wouldn't be sure whether we could embrace that fully. But
the Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thanks for this, Jerry.